Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Q1 2006 Osonix.com quarterly update. The site has now been up for one full business quarter. It has made absolutely no money, nor does it intend to. Since I am speaking to you from the cube of Osonix, which you can look at yourselves if you look at the appropriate page on the site, you'll understand that I am ensconced within a world of quarterly reports and business offerings, and so it seemed appropriate that in updating this site so as to let those legions and legions of Osonix fans out there know that there will be regular site updates, that an appropriate schedule to adopt would be that of the quarterly report. So this is, in fact, the first quarterly report. Anyway, how about a quick tour of the Cube of Osonix? That's the variable volume control on the telephone in the Cube of Osonix, and I can turn it up. So this is my variable volume control. Listen to that. See that? Turn it up, turn it down. Pretty cool, huh? Variable volume control, Meridian telephone. I had thought this was a Nortel Networks telephone, but it turns out this is a Meridian, Meridian phone system. I'm not familiar with Meridian, but that's what we have here in the Cube of Osonix. I'd like to introduce you to... This is a featured item in this in the quarterly report. This is the Stayplex. I think it's the HD. Yeah, the HD manual. This is the Stayplex HD manual stapler, and I'd like you to listen to it. So here we go. I'm gonna just pound down. Ready? Isn't that nice? That's a nice industrial sort of crunch. It's really gratifying. So the Stayplex HD. Manual stapler, which is here in my cube. Let's see, do we have anything else I can introduce you to in my cube? This is my universal 10-digit solar-powered calculator here. Good button action on that. Sounds good. My Dell keyboard. Pretty good stuff, huh? All here in my... here's my... listen to this. Here's my tape dispenser. Huh? Let's get that a little closer to the mic. Nice sliding action. Almost can be used as a rhythm maraca. Here are my business cards. Let's listen to them. Like that? Try again. Yep, that's the sound my business card makes. The binder, huh? The binder of Osonix. Yeah, it's a veritable bat cave down here, except instead of it everything being bat something, it's all Osonix something, because I say so. Anyway, so the site has been up now for one full business quarter, and I want to extend a special thank you out there to a MySpace user named Lomega, who has a song that I quite like up on his site. Called Risk Case. He's just somebody. I was just browsing around on MySpace. I found him. I've swapped a few emails with him, and he left some nice praise on my site. Office Space meets Brian Eno, and it was not long after I got that kind bit of commentary that I found myself going to a local office supply store with PG6 and acquiring the Stayplex HD manual stapler, which is a huge behemoth. We thought it would be sort of ridiculous and absurd, so I got it as purely a decoration for my office. And what do you know? About a week later, a woman comes wandering by my desk and asks if she can borrow the stapler because she needs to make a group of presentation booklets for her boss, who it turns out is one of the big, 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 big bosses here in the company. At any rate, so she borrows the stapler, says I'm going to bring it right back in just a few minutes. Lo and behold, 2, 3, 4 hours roll by, and what do you know? Suddenly, I find that I'm the guy from the movie Office Space with the red swing line stapler. They've taken my stapler. They've taken my staplex. This aggression will not stand, as the first President Bush said. So, you know, hey, I'm ready. I'm writing that email. I'm sending that email. That stapler, personal property, must be returned. I get some emails back and forth, but I'm holding my own. Drawn a line in the sand, and I finally got my Staplex stapler HD manual back. That's what it's like in the world of corporate politics. Cutthroat. You gotta stand your ground if you want to keep your capital investments to yourself. The Staplex stapler. It's been great talking to you. It really has. I hope that this has helped you get through a day in your cube. And remember that there are people in cubes all around you. Whether you work in a cube or not, whether you're in an office building or not, there are people working in cubes all around you. And they're people. They're people too. They're people just like you. They're people who have dreams and families and lives and who are doing the best that they can by toiling away in cubes. They deserve your sympathy, your compassion, and above all else, your financial support. So please, send donations. No, I don't want any of your stinking money. At any rate, again, thank you for your time. And I hope that the music on this site will entertain the hell out of you and show you nothing but love and joy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Stapler remover of Osonics.